Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air. Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air, presented in their 19th season by the American Broadcasting Network in collaboration with the Metropolitan Opera Company. This evening you will hear the final broadcast of 1958 with the general manager of the Metropolitan Opera, Rudolph Bing, to announce the winners of this year's competition. The American Broadcasting Symphony is under the baton of the distinguished Metropolitan Opera conductor, Max Rudolph. Our host, as always, for these Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air is America's celebrated music commentator, Milton Cross. And now here is Mr. Cross.
Good evening. With 12 weeks of arduous competition and work for our committee of judges behind us, we have reached the moment toward which so much hope has been directed. It is, as always, only fitting and proper that the man who may in the future have much to do with the careers of the young people who are the winners of these Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air be the person to announce their names and their prizes. Permit me, then, to introduce the general manager of the Metropolitan Opera, Rudolph Bing.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. One more year has passed, and once again it becomes my pleasant duty to speak to you tonight and tell you about this season's audition winners. I'm delighted to report to you that my colleagues and I have found it very difficult this season to come to any conclusions when, after last Sunday's semi-finalist program, we got together to make up our minds who the winners would be. I say this difficulty delighted me, and you have, of course, guessed the reason. All of us feel that the level of these six singers last Sunday was so uncommonly high that it would be well nigh impossible to prefer one to the other and so select, say, three winners and thereby disappoint the other three who we believe were very good also. So after long deliberations, we came to the conclusion that there was only one fair solution to our problem, and that was to include all six, the five girls and the lone gentleman who sang last Sunday in today's honor list. And here now is how we divided the finalists' prizes. Four singers, whom you will hear on today's program, will share equally the ABN scholarships, totaling $4,000. And these four are Miss Martina Arroyo, Miss Grace Bambury, Mr. Charles Davis, and Miss Lillian Messina. Then, Miss Ilona Combrink has been awarded the $1,000 Fisher Foundation Scholarship. And to Miss Lucille Kyler from the Twin Cities goes the $1,000 F.K. Weyerhaeuser Award as the top winner among our regional auditionists. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those are the six winners whom you heard last Sunday and who, as I mentioned, gave us such a pleasant headache. But I have still not finished. We still have to award a number of additional regional scholarships. There's a second F.K. Weyerhaeuser Award, again in the amount of $1,000, and that goes to Miss Barbara Leixenring, who was heard in the regional auditions in Chicago, while Miss Barbara Faulkner, heard in regional auditions in New Orleans, and Mr. Jeff Morris, who auditioned regionally in Cleveland, will share the Euclid McBride Award to the tune of $500 each. Now, if I'm somewhat out of breath, I suppose nobody can blame me. In a moment, I will turn you over to Mr. Milton Cross, who will announce to you today's program. But before doing so, I should just like to say once again that the high level of this season's contest for these auditions of the air, and particularly uncommonly good quality of our finalists and regional winners, have been a source of immense satisfaction to my colleagues down at the Metropolitan Opera, and indeed to myself. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bing. And let me add my personal congratulations, as well as those of the American Broadcasting Network and the staff of these auditions, to our winners of 1958. Now to the winners of the ABN prizes and to the music. Two of our winners this evening are born New Yorkers, while the other two claim the shores of the Pacific Ocean as their homes. Lillian Messina's home is in Brooklyn, and music has been part of her young life since she was 3 years old. And in fact, she appeared as soloist at Town Hall in Mendelssohn's G minor piano concerto. But that was before she determined to devote herself entirely to voice. With all this in mind, then, Lillian Messina, finalist in the Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air, steps to our microphone to sing Tu che digel sei cinta from Turandot by Puccini. Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air winner Lillian Messina has sung Tu che digel sei cinta from Puccini's Turandot. Miss Messina, with our heartiest best wishes, your check from the American Broadcasting Network.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cross.
Our St. Louis-born California resident winner, Grace Bumbry, this evening adds another laurel to her already impressive list of awards. This young lady lists among her proudest memorabilia the Marian Anderson Award and the first place in the Western Region auditions held under the auspices of the National Council of the Metropolitan Opera Association. It was that success in California which brought her to New York and her first appearance on these auditions of the air just 2 months ago. But now she has achieved her next goal as one of our winners here this evening. To mark this auspicious occasion, Grace Bumbry sings Mon Coeur s'ouvre à ta voix from Saint-Saëns et Dalila by Saint-Saëns.
Oh,
Max Rudolph conducting, Grace Bumbrey has sung Mon Coeur s'ouvre à ta voix from Sasson's Samson et Dalila. And now, Miss Bumbrey, with our most sincere congratulations, here is your check from the American Broadcasting Network.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cross.
The metropolis of Honolulu is the home to Charles K.L. Davis, but his career thus far has been the exact opposite of the advice once offered by Horace Greeley, for Mr. Davis has indeed come east, not west. The East has rewarded him with this, his third and at long last winning appearance on these Metropolitan Opera auditions of the air. In his two previous appearances here, Mr. Davis has been heard in arias from Don Giovanni and La Bohème. This evening, he turns to the score of Donizetti's La Regia d'Amore, and with Max Rudolph conducting, Charles K.L. Davis sings Una Furtiva Lagrima.
Cercando io voi.
Newly appointed director of the Cincinnati Symphony, Max Rudolph, on the podium, Charles K.L. Davis has sung Una Furtiva Lagrima from L'Elisir d'Amore by Donizetti. Mr. Davis, our most sincere congratulations and good wishes to you go along with this award from the American Broadcasting Network.
As we say in Hawaiian, Mr. Cross, mahalo a nui loa. Thank you very much.
This evening marks Martina Arroyo's third appearance on these auditions of the air, as it does for her three young colleagues. Like Miss Messina, she is New York-born and New York-trained, her first performances and her background having come from the New York school system, including, of course, her stage debuts at the Hunter College Opera Workshop. Miss Arroyo has been heard in Bad Boys by Meyerowitz and will be Eurydice in Darius Milhaud's version of the Orpheus legend this coming May. This evening, for her climactic appearance on these auditions of the air, Martina Arroyo sings O Patria Mia from Verdi's Aida.
Oh,
With Max Rudolph on the podium, Martina Arroyo has sung O Patria Mia from Verdi's Aida. Our heartiest congratulations, Miss Arroyo. Here is your check from the American Broadcasting Network.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cross.
And to our distinguished maestro, our very best wishes as he leaves us for his new post with the Cincinnati Symphony. This is Milton Cross, once again wishing Godspeed in their careers to this season's winners and expressing the hope that all of you listening will be with us once more next season for another of these Metropolitan Opera auditions of the air.
You have been listening to the finals of the Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air, presented in their 19th season by the American Broadcasting Network in collaboration with the Metropolitan Opera Company. This evening you've heard four of the winners of this 1958 contest with the American Broadcasting Symphony under the direction of the distinguished Metropolitan Opera conductor, Max Rudolph. Your host for these Auditions of the Air, America's celebrated music commentator, Milton Cross. Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air are written by Ira Marion, coordinated for the Metropolitan Opera Company by John Gutman, produced and directed by William Marshall, technical supervision Fred Ripple. This is Don Lowe speaking.
This is American, the American Broadcasting Network.
Two noble families sworn to destroy one another. The story given added magnificence by the bold sweep of Donizetti's music sung by a distinguished cast of artists. That describes the Metropolitan Opera broadcast on Saturday, April 5th, and the opera is Lucia di Lammermoor, with Roberta Peters singing the title role. Her fellow artists including Jan Pierce, Mario Zanassi, and Nicola Moscona. The conductor will be Fausto Kleber. The grandeur and passion of Donizetti's music sung by a matchless group of artists assures a memorable event for music lovers everywhere. So don't miss it this coming Saturday. Keep listening to Americans.